Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, MP3 player, or Magic Stone. Today we're recommending Sword of Shannara by Terry Brooks. It's a book about elves, I think. So if you're enjoying the show, give the free trial a chance. It'll help us pay for the hosting. But I'm not sure what that is. I'm just a wizard. Enjoy the episode. Next scroll. Reese's, where are you?
In the land of fantasy, on the fields of fiction, there rode two knights across the plains. Two thieves of the night, two warriors of honor, in the shadow of the mountain cry their name.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fantasy Fiction. My name is Dominic.
My name is Josh.
And today we're talking about... I'm waving my arms around, I'm casting a spell.
Oh, whoa. Damn, dude.
Beastmasters and Magic Chess.
Oh, fuck.
That's become a staple of the show that I don't think anyone enjoys.
I think that it will become more enjoyable if you let it into your heart.
Bam, 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 bam.
I love it. So I'm already there.
I'm already there as well, Josh. I love it as well. Hey, Josh, what'd you do this week?
I watched a bunch of Jackie Chan movies this week.
Oh, did you watch Rumble in the Bronx?
I don't think it's on Netflix. I was going to. I watched Drunken Master, which I've seen a million times. And I watched Project A, which is so... bad.
I've never even heard of that one. So
it's like you know, they all take place in like Hong Kong during like the turn of the century or whatever. Like this one takes place.
You started saying Hong Kong, and I thought you were going to say Haunted Mansion. I am way into this.
I think that movie needs to be made.
So what else did you watch, Jackie Chan wise? You watched The Tuxedo?
I didn't watch that. I only like old, like, you know, like 80s, 90s Jackie Chan stuff. Where, like, his stuff's just, like, really ridiculous, and, like, you're like, oh my god, like, this is really fucking good. But, yeah, Project A is pretty bad. I think they spent, like, all their money on the props and the wardrobe, because they're supposed to be, like, Navy men, and, like, they all have, like, a ridiculous amount of, like, awards, you know, like, when, like, in the military, you have those crazy awards on your chest.
Yeah,
they're all like,
and that was the best part
of
the movie was these little awards.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
I thought you were gonna say that they spent all their money on props and they couldn't even afford Jackie Chan, and he was just a cardboard cutout.
Yeah,
that like was being thrown off buildings.
Yeah, but
be like, oh my god, Jackie Chan just jumped off a building, you guys.
Dude, they could have saved a lot of money.
I would have watched that movie.
Yeah.
I would have paid $30. I'll take you.
Oh, fucking sweet, dude.
Project B. I'll tell you what I did this week,
man.
What'd
you do?
Yesterday, which was Friday, May, I don't know, what is it? Whatever. Anyway.
Maytober.
It was the third year that we lost Ronnie James Dio, you guys.
Oh,
and,
no.
And, you know, I had to pay my respects by listening to some Dio that, you know, I never really got into. And that is Rainbow. I got into Rainbow.
Yeah, man.
And I got to tell you, Josh.
Yeah.
Is real good.
That first song that you linked on Twitter yesterday, I forget what it was.
Temple of the King.
Yeah, the guitar solo in that is really good. Like, it's super good.
That's a metal ballad about this temple of the king, and a man has to go there.
That's
and
awesome.
It's the year of the fox. And it's really awesome. And I really like Deep Purple as well.
Yeah, dude,
and
Deep
Purple's
great.
I think I had this conversation with you.
They're man.
Rad. So I never knew this, but my buddy Aubrey, who has appeared on the show before, as you know, he was telling me that Ritchie Blackmore and Dio had a disagreement, and Dio left the band because Dio wanted to keep on singing about fantasy stuff,
right?
And Ritchie Blackmore didn't, and he was like, that's it, I'm out of here. I'm going to go start my own band. It's going to be called Dio, and I'm going to walk around with a sword in music videos.
Does Ritchie Blackmore know that his last name is the most fantasy last name of all time?
He doesn't. It was like an unfulfilled prophecy. You know?
Yeah, he's like the prodigal son that never returned home.
By the way, I want that cover of that album, the one that's Ritchie Blackmore's rainbow.
Yeah.
With the I want to live there.
Yeah.
I want to live in that purple kingdom. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, join us as we take a trip into the familiar kind of the unknown, but it is fantasy. Come, pick up your bindle and let's go. Also, you're homeless. Because if you have a bindle, then you are homeless.
I don't know. I think I might just start carrying a bindle around.
Well, just don't have a red handkerchief with white polka dots, because then everyone's going to think you're bindling homeless.
Do they have, like, code? Is that, like, a code for, like, this is the type of hobo that I am?
No, but there is... Well, maybe. I guess so. But there is, like, hobo code.
Oh, like, yeah. They have, like, the writing.
Carve symbols into places. And, like, some of them were, like... Oh, it's this symbol, and if it's this symbol, then like these guys will beat you up.
Yeah, they're like untrustworthy. Yeah, they also have a symbol for the pie on these windowsills is really good.
the boysenberry pie that comes out here. Hey, you know, I guess that's kind of fantasy hobos.
Yeah, man, there's like fantastical hobos. I know a hobo. Anyway,
let's get into it.
Dom, are you ready for this story?
I am always ready for your stories, Josh.
Oh my god, always? Even when
But
like...
I always want you to ask.
Okay. Yeah, it's just common courtesy.
Just know in faith that I will always be ready.
All right. Well, this story is called Animals Are People Too.
Okay. All right. Hey. This must be about Beastmasters.
Probably. Was that the prompt? I didn't do that.
This is a story about a zoo.
it's just what I did last summer that I wrote when I was 8 and I went to the zoo. I'm just going to retell it. All right. Darinos. Yeah, that old place. Tucked away in a who-gives-a-fart corner of Big D adjacent to the Get-Wrecked River. Longitude, fuck-off degrees west. Latitude, eat-piss degrees north. Lay a small hamlet that pretty much I don't give a fuck about. Yeah, man, this place was boring as watching paint a painting, and then watching that painting watch its painting dry paint.
Oh, my God, that sounds awful.
Fucking boring. The name of this hamlet? Who gives a goddamn crap? Nobody cares. In fact, the only redeeming quality this shithole had was that it was home to Darinos' most coolest beastmaster, Mitch Beastman.
Mitch
Beastman.
He's here.
Finally. Mitch was a real cool dude who wore 100% organic non-animal furs. This dude loved animals so much, he only ate rose-flavored rice water filtered through the scalp of the town's butcher, Jeremy, who accidentally killed Mitch Beastman's favorite pig friend, Oinkzilla. Rot in hell, Jeremy.
Wait, so he's totally open to... eating rice that was drained through a man's scalp?
Yeah.
First off, that's gross. And second off, I don't know if that's an okay thing.
I mean, in Darinos, it's more okay there than it is here. I mean, if you did it here.
What's the law in Darinos? No laws allowed.
Yeah, no laws allowed, yeah. It's the only law. No laws. Mitch was an avid adventurer and all-around decent guy aside from that one random revenge murder.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
Basically, the townspeople relied on him as their official hero. Townsfolk would come to him daily looking for advice and help, so much so that usually a line would form out his door for people looking for Mitch's expertise and his unique skills with animals. Next. Mitch said as an old, gross lady walked to the head of the line. My kitty's stuck up in a tree, she said all old and sad. Hey, cat, get down here, Mitch yelled out the window. Immediately, the cat jumped in the old lady's arms. Next, Mitch said, clearly bored. My ox won't pull my turnip cart, said a dwarf with a lazy eye for some reason. Hey, ox! Move your lazy ox ass, yelled Mitch again out the window. Immediately, the ox began to pull the cart down the crappy road, slowly toward a death as meaningless and unvalued as his time alive on this earth.
I wish Mitch would say something to that dwarf's eyeball.
Hey, eyeball.
Look right.
Look. Be corrected.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's... Yeah. Be correct.
Next, Mitch said as he let out a sigh. Hey, Mitch, buddy, I need your help. Yes, what is it, Daryl? Mitch replied. I was hanging out in Grawl this weekend, and I think I, caught, how should I put this, a very uncomfortable and contagious sexually transmitted disease, as the kids are saying these days.
Kids are always saying
they're always saying things, Daryl said as he pulled down his loincloth. Mitch pulled out a seeing glass and held it up to Daryl's busted-ass junk. As he did, he saw a bunch of crabs in lawn chairs drinking lemonade and building sandcastles as a foghorn went off.
Ew. Oh, God.
Can you help me, buddy? Daryl begged. Yeah, sure, Daryl. Hey, crabs! Get out of here! Thanks, Mitch, Daryl said, relieved as the crabs went away. For now. Daryl was nasty as fuck like that. Soon everyone's stupid needs were met and Mitch could relax for the day. But as soon as he started to get out his porn scrolls for a quick J.O. sesh, he heard a slithering sound as loud as the sound of 1,000 whizzing dicks. Show yourself, snake, Mitch yelled. As he did, a snake with a cool old man beard and a wizard hat appeared before him.
Mitch Beastman?
It's a wizard snake.
You have a journey to go on. To the east lies a witch who will consume the flesh off of any living man's bones. She must be stopped. A prize awaits you in the form of a magic chest at the end of your journey.
Sensing a greater calling, Mitch stood up fully erect, ready to adventure his dick off.
Well, that's a little extreme, but... He seems determined.
He's ready. Tell me where to find this gross old sack of meat-eating turd water. Dude was angry.
Head east. Oh, and by the way, she owes me $5.
Said the snake as he slithered away all creepy and shit.
Well, it was 5 gold pieces from that other guy.
Right.
But this witch deals in dollars.
Yeah, they convert
in a trust that she will get your money back.
Yeah. They deal in euros, too, in Darinos.
That's complicated.
It's progressive. And, yes, and complicated. Darinos is part of the European Union.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is it canon?
Not yet. They haven't been officially approved. But they're trying like hell. Finally! Adventure! Mitch yelled as he air-humped the air. Lenny, too, he yelled. Soon, 2 merc monks came scurrying to Mitch's side. Nothing could stop them now.
Oh my god, this is just like that movie. their names are Lenny?
Yeah, Lenny and Lenny too.
Nice.
He doesn't really go with names.
You know, I got a feeling these Lennies are going to come in handy.
Ah, maybe. Or maybe not. Soon the trio entered a clearing in a field. As they approached, Lenny and Lenny too became very fearful. Come on, guys, there's nothing to be afraid of, Mitch reassured them. As he took one step into the field, a North Darinosian field giant quickly rose from the field where he had been laying down, J-O-ing probably, I don't know.
Like through his pants?
Yeah, like a dry J-O.
He didn't want to like just whip it out. I mean, he is a giant.
He is
all.
In a field, and there could be kids or whatever around. I don't know.
How dare you disturb my J.O. sesh, he boomed.
My apologies, sir, Mitch said genuinely.
More like... Your ball's gonna get stomped, geez.
Suddenly, the giant began ripping trees and all kinds of shit out of the ground and tossing them at Mitch and the merc monks. They quickly hid behind a fallen tree as all kinds of crap just flew at them.
Cheep, 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 cheep,
said Lenny 2. No, Lenny 2, it's too dangerous, Mitch said, but it was too late. Lenny Two had already scurried away and was making his way across the field when suddenly a bone car came out of fucking nowhere.
No!
And just hit the guy, killing him dead.
No, he killed Lenny Two!
No! Mitch yelled. Lenny Two! He said, sobbing into his manly hands, you just know touched 1,001 boobs. Mitch gathered up all his strength and wisdom and summoned a swarm of fire bees. Yeah, dude. Fire beast. The giant hurled Wife Bones tour bus at them, killing their sixth and latest bassist. Nobody cares.
Wife Bones. Special appearance.
They're on tour, I guess.
Well, they've come a long way. They had one practice that we knew of.
Yeah.
Then they had t-shirts.
This is actually in the timeline. This is directly after that one practice. That's canon.
Makes sense. It's got a goddamn dragon in the band.
Yeah, dude. Mitch said something in bee language and pointed at the giant. Soon the bees were swarming all over that big fucker. The giant got angrier and angrier until the bees found the sweet spot. They flew right up the giant's pee hole and stung his dick so much that it looked like a 35-foot-long overcooked Polish sausage.
Oh my god!
That's fucking disgusting. Who wrote
this? Yeah, it is.
Anyway, the giant yelled and screamed as he jumped into a nearby lake. As his peener hit the water, steam rose from the lake because of the intense fire bee stings, and then he probably died because he couldn't swim and the lake was deep. I don't know.
So he may still be living. We're just moving on.
Yeah, we're just seeing he's not important anymore.
We laughed at him, so we're good.
Yeah. We laughed at his extreme pain. Mitch walked over to his fallen friend. Lenny was crying, but Mitch knew how the little guy would have wanted to go out. He busted out his double-necked electric bone guitar and sang a ballad. Heroes will fall, but respect is forever. Goodbye, little buddy. I'll forget you the day after never. I bet you're up in heaven, kicking Jesus in the ass.
Whoa, Jesus exists in Daranos? You just drop that bombshell?
It's just a figure of speech.
Okay, all right, okay. Shit was about to get real.
Goodbye, friend. I'll never forget you. Mitch held up the horns. Cheep, 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 said a random merc monk who had been beckoned by the sound of the ballad. Oh, hey, little guy. You're the new Lenny, too.
Whoa, how does Lenny feel about that?
Lenny's okay with it, because Lenny's an idiot. Lenny's the dumb
wants,
one.
He just wants company.
Yeah, he just needs a friend. As Mitch said that, an ice eagle soared down from space and scooped them up as Mitch surfed on his back all the way to the witch cave.
Whoa!
Yeah, dude. When they arrived, the ice eagle screeched its deafening mating call, attracting a female ice eagle. As they made it in the air, plummeting earthward, Mitch smoked a bowl and flipped his shades down. Oh, yeah, he had shades because they stopped at a Rite Aid. As the eagles mated, the only thing Mitch could hear over their shrieks of pleasure was his heart beating with witch rage.
But the eagles are just going at it.
Yeah,
just
fucking...
Adventure continues.
Yeah. Then, as the male eagle was ready to jay, they hit the ground plunging into the earth. The eagles, now dead, lay in the witch lair as Mitch and the merc monks dismounted and confronted her. Evil witch, Mitch yelled. Show yourself.
Wait, did that witch kill the eagles?
No, they just fucked into the ground. That's how hard they were going at it.
Oh my god. Note to self. Don't fuck too hard.
Dude, you can die from it.
You'll fall and die.
Don't get too close to the ground or you'll die. That's what I say when I'm in an airplane.
That's a lesson for eagles.
Yeah. Yeah. As he yelled, a very comely and boner-inducing, not at all green-as-fuck witch turned around with her cleave totally showing. Oh, great, another one, she said, sighing, and when she did, you could almost see a nip. I'm here to stop your evil reign, Mitch yelled. Let me guess, a wizard snake sent you? Just then, a snake slithered out from behind the dead eagles.
He's here to stop you, evil witch. And where the hell is my $5?
Sighing in disgust, the witch cast a spell, knocking off the snake's fake wizard beard and wizard hat. Mitch gasped, "You're not a wizard snake. You're just a regular old evil regular snake." Mitch again looked at the witch, her breasts now considerably larger. "Yeah, I know. Every time I cast a spell, they get bigger. I went from double A's to killer B's to cutie C's and skipped right past the double deuces all the way up to triple H hangers. Whoa. And with this snake sending all these adventurers to kill me for his $5, they've just been going out of control lately. So, Mitch began, so you're not an evil cannibal witch? Cannibal, she said, shocked. I'm a vegan. Just then, Mitch felt all the blood from his rage heart shoot straight down to his raging half-bone. You're a vegan? Yeah, she said. You'd have known that if you checked my all-sea blog where I post selfies where my boobs are pretty much the only thing in focus and where I talk about political issues that I think people need to hear my opinion about.
A bird.
Take that, society.
Sorry, fantasy just became reality.
Mitch now had a new mission. Marry and bone this comely sorceress of testicular arts. Not necessarily in that order. Snake, Mitch yelled, but it was too late. The snake bolted. Cut to a cool...
Just too late, got away.
Cut to a cool The Cure song plays as the witch and Mitch slow dance into space and then do it falcon and reverse horseshoe crab style on the moon.
What?
The Beastmaster and the Breastmaster. Credits roll. Post-credit scene. The snake slithers into a castle up to a throne.
My mission failed. Please take pity on me.
A hand grips a sword hilt. As the throne turns around, revealing Princess Axewound, I will get my $5 one way or another. Cut to black as that one Chevelle song plays.
Wait, what one Chevelle song?
You know the one.
How's it go?
It goes, I think it's got the suffocating, like suffocating, that one. You know
oh, okay. Gotcha. Chevelle.
It's the only Chevelle song.
Gonna act like I know what that is. Hey, great story, Josh.
Thanks.
My favorite character, the little snake.
Dude, you love the snake. I knew you were going to
love
him.
Who says people owe money. He's back.
He's back, yeah.
And he's working for Axewound.
Yeah, man. It's all coming together.
Gotta say,
mm-hmm.
I like this Mitch guy.
He's a cool guy.
Not a bad guy. Into the cleave, into the Vig.
Yeah, he likes what he likes. He goes on suicidewitches.com. And there's witches with the tattoos. He likes that. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
As you're typing, as you're furiously typing, suicidewitches.com.
Yeah, let me just register this. All right, Josh, are you ready for my tale of magic chests and Beastmaster?
I am ready.
Hey.
Thanks.
I think we should turn this show into something else.
Yeah, we should turn it into singing fiction.
Yeah.
Fantasing fiction.
Yeah. I kind of actually want to undo that. Anyway, this story is called Showdown at Gortusk.
Oh my god, that is a cool name.
yeah it is. It was a sweltering hot summer evening in Orkspire. The sun was setting as the night mist began to roll over the cursed Gortusk Highlands, where the heads roll just like the hills. Because if you try to walk through Gortusk, you will be challenged to a duel to the death, because that's where shit goes down.
It's like North Philadelphia. Don't walk around there.
If you try to walk across the street, you will be challenged 5 times.
Yeah.
To a sword fight.
Like in North Philly.
And it's legal.
Yeah, right?
Once the site of a great war, now littered with torn banners and destroyed siege vehicles.
Oh, that's awesome.
Vagabond warriors of all kinds tread across the hills in search of their next test of strength in a never-ending battle of I don't give a goddamn fuck.
Wait, is that the name of the battle, or is that what they're fighting for?
It's just nonstop action.
I got you.
I got you. Some crazy motherfuckers actually made the Gortusk Highlands their home. Non-stop brutal action until you die from old age or complications with axe allergies. One time, a dwarf from Stormscale said, "You know what? I'm going to walk across Orcspire. I'll be the first guy to ever do it." And as he finished his sentence, a flaming arrow with a note attached flew through his window and into his head. The dwarf burned down and died, and the note simply said, "The fuck you will."
Damn, dude.
Dude, ruthless motherfuckers.
That's crazy.
High up in a deep purple wizard tower that was definitely sparkling with magic, upon his arcane throne sat Rip Grizzlecut, the wizard.
Oh.
Covered in black blood, surrounded by enchanted battle staffs and posters of comely maidens almost showing everything, Rip was just about as ripped and cut as a Grizz Whiz could get. He donned a purple wizard hat above his often furrowed brow, because furrowed brow equals means business.
That's actually true.
He didn't wear a robe, cloak, or even a shirt, as he thought they would get in the way, and besides, they cover up his rad muscles.
Yeah.
The only other things Rip wore were black jeans and a belt buckle of a large demon skull, whose eyes would glow red when he got a multi-kill.
A multi-kill.
That's when he killed more than one guy.
Does it say, like, multi-kill?
Yeah, there's announcers. The blood dripped from Rip's muscles as he breathed heavily and wiped the mess from his face. "Goddamn fucking bullshit-ass bat beasts," said the wizard, having fought off a siege of his tower. "I could use a fucking cold one." He moved his fingers as a block of ice materialized on the armrest of his throne. He smashed it with his fist, and the ice broke apart, revealing a frosty mug filled with Ogre Chill Ale.
Oh my god.
An alcoholic beverage so refreshing that when you drank it, the air seemed to get a little cooler, and Van Halen's Dance the Night Away faded in.
I fucking love Dance the Night Away.
That song is for chilling.
That song is amazing.
The wizard lifted the glass to his lips when an owl flew in and perched upon the windowsill with a scroll tied to its foot. With another quick movement of his fingers, the scroll shot into Rip's hands. He unrolled it and read it aloud. "Fuck you, you fucking piece of trash. You ain't shit, you hear me, bitch? Sign none of your goddamn business."
Whoa, an anonymous taunt.
Rip slowly lowered the scroll from his face.
I'm sorry.
Revealing...
Why did he have to sign it? None of his gut. He could have just not signed it.
Yeah, but he's saying another fuck you. Signed,
that's true.
Fuck
yeah.
You.
That's, oh, I'm going to start doing that.
Hell yeah, man. Sign none of your goddamn business. From Josh at Gmail.
My email is on it then.
Rip slowly lowered the scroll from his face, revealing his intense WrestleMania eyes. They fixated on the owl. "Fuck you, you bitch," said the owl, and he flew out of the window.
Damn, even that fucking scroll owl's a fucking sassy bitch.
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, man.
"Fuck!" yelled Rip as he tore the scroll in half with his muscles. He grabbed the nearest battle staff, which just so happened to be a mace at the end with magic crystals, and leaped out the wizard tower after the owl. The owl was quick, but Rip was quicker. He landed right on the owl's back as his weight sent the two dropping quickly.
Oh, shit.
The wizard grabbed the owl's face and looked him in the eyes. "Who sent you?" he demanded. "Fuck you, pussy," said the owl. "Wrong answer," said Rip, and he broke the owl's neck 32 times. Rip then backflipped off the owl and did 6 rotations in the air before landing on the back of his purple dragon companion, Laserwing.
Whoa!
Who hangs out at the top of his tower just in case this kind of shit happens. And it happens a lot. The wizard pulled back on the dragon's reins. Laserwing roared and scorched the owl carcass with his laser breath.
What?
He's got laser breath.
Fucking just desecrating this body.
Yeah, fuck this owl. That owl was real rude.
You call him a pussy. It's fair.
Also, this is the Gortusk Highlands.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get fucked up.
Shit's
you call
crazy.
Somebody that shit.
Yeah.
The dragon swooped down as Rip swung his battle staff, impaling the cooked bird on his magic crystals. He broke a wing off and tasted it. "The Beastmaster," said the wizard.
What?
Pissed as shit. Yeah, dude. He knows who did it.
Just by the flavor?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Damn.
The wizard pulled the dragon reins once more and headed west to a gathering of ancient trees. Landing just outside, Rip walked in alone. The wizard noticed that these trees were the home of an incredible amount of creatures.
Oh, man.
Deer snakes, bapples, raccoonicorn men, bipedal alligators, bipedal dogs, Dracula dogs, and others seemed to be watching Rip.
Dracula dogs making an appearance. Nobody knows what Dracula dogs are.
Total inside fantasy.
Also, raccoonicorn men. Nobody knows what that is either.
No one knows what that is. They seemed to be watching Rip's every move as he continued further into this tree palace.
Ooh.
The wizard stopped. Before him appeared to be a throne room, with a ripped-as-fuck wood elf upon a rooted throne doing seated curls. You know you're a broke-ass bitch, said the wood elf as he continued counting his reps. One moon's million and three! One moon's million and four!
He totally just didn't start there. He really did.
He didn't. No, he's fucking ripped. Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, I believe it too.
You challenge me, wood elf? Ha! Let me show you why they call me the Diamond Cutter. Yes, people call him that. The wizard held out his staff and fired a spell at a nearby tree. It exploded into 10 million toothpicks. The Beastmaster dropped his weight. You shouldn't have done that, said the Beastmaster as he stood and walked toward the wizard as he did. The riff from Smoke on the Water played.
Oh, fuck
and
yeah.
Did you know that riff has lyrics? Yep. And they go like this. Big swinging dick, big swinging dick, big swinging dick, riff, yeah.
Those are the lyrics. Those are the notes.
Big swinging dick, big swinging dick, big swinging dick, riff, yeah. He was unusually tall for a wood elf. Ripped body, as I said, so yeah, he doesn't have a shirt on either. Just those cool He-Man battle straps.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's cool. Brown leather pants and a headband that looked cool with a green jewel in it. Lots of cool things going on over here.
Yeah.
His hair was long and brown with what looked to be a scar from a bear swipe across his face.
Oh, he's seen some shit. You know it.
Yeah, he's seen some shit. Even, you know, he's a beastmaster, but he's had his fits with animals.
Yeah, man.
My name is Foe Wind Thorn, said the wood elf, but let me show you why they call me the Beastmaster. The wood elf snapped his fingers, and two raccoonicorn men walked into the throne room, dragging a lowly human warrior. This man challenged me this afternoon. Snakes! Yelled Foe. And like 40 goddamn snakes leapt out of nowhere and lashed their fangs onto this dude's face.
Oh my.
He screamed in pain.
God!
Hawks! Added the Beastmaster. Two hawks swooped in, dug their talons into the warrior's shoulders, and flew away, ripping his skin completely
off. My God!
Oh, good God almighty, why did I come here? Yelled the now very meaty warrior. Lemons! Shouted Bowen, and juicy sliced lemons fell from the trees, pelting the now skinless warrior.
Oh, man, that's worse than fire bees up your dick.
Oh, God! Screamed the warrior. Hot irons and cactuses and sharks! Enough of this! Interrupted Rip. And he drop-kicked the warrior's head off and it hit a tree, and when it did, the head whispered, thank you! But Rip wasn't done. He threw a goddamn stapler at his head!
Stapler!
Yeah, dude, don't come to the Gore Tusk.
Holy
Highlands.
Fuck, man. This place is crazy.
Meet me at the spooky, misty battlefield in one sentence, said the warrior. The Beastmaster and wizard stood across from one another.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Sizing each other up. The Highlands have been covered in that spooky night mist it's known for and littered with the debris of forgotten wars. The Beastmaster drew his mighty scimitar. The wizard drew his wizardly battle staff. The two charged at each other and began swinging like crazy, parrying each other's every move. You fucking old sack of fucking shit, you know that? You're a tiny ass bitch, said the wood elf. I heard you command eagles to suck your dick, you weirdo. How does that even work? Sounds incredibly painful, replied the wizard. The Beastmaster did 7 backflips and drew his bow. He began firing arrow after arrow at the wizard. Rip did his own awesome backflips as he dodged and blocked the assault. One arrow stuck him right in the bicep, but he fucking flexed it out.
Oh, shit. Damn, dude.
Bats, owls, hawks, shouted the Beastmaster. An army of winged creatures descended upon the wizard, but Rip was ready for this one. He swung his staff around and created a small whirlwind that captured them all. Then he snapped his fingers and ignited each and every one of them into a giant ball of fire.
Oh my god.
Still controlling it, Rip pointed the staff at the Beastmaster and fired. Foe wind cartwheeled out of the way.
Whoa, cartwheel.
But it definitely singed some of his beautiful hair.
Oh.
The crystals of Rip's staff started pulsating as he charged energy and unleashed an arcane missile right at the Beastmaster.
Oh my God.
It seemed over for the Wood Elf when suddenly a voice shouted, "Get down!" as a goddamn bear jumped in front of Fowin, taking the arcane blast and exploding. Fowin was covered in blood and fuming. You son of a bitch. John had 2 payments left on his cave.
On his cave.
He screamed as he charged at the wizard once more. The two exchanged counter after counter, parry after parry, as a bard nearby watched and sang, "You got thunder in your heart. Every move is like lightning. It's the power you feel when you get your taste of the glory."
Yeah, dude.
The rad soundtrack.
Yeah, dude.
In a mighty crash, the battle staff and scimitar shattered to the ground in one final parry.
Whoa.
Dripping sweat, the wizard and Beastmaster breathed heavily as they said in unison, "I don't need that shit." And the both men put up their dukes and started bare-knuckle boxing. The two exchanged blow after blow. It was fucking brutal. Any spectators that were still there went home, deeming it too violent for even their standards.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Blood and sweat were flying everywhere when the wizard and Beastmaster once more said in unison, "Fuck you, you fucking stack of shitty shit," as they caught each other in the jaw.
Oh.
Both warriors fell on their back, covered by the mist.
Oh.
All was quiet. Then the wizard and Beastmaster leapt 50 feet into the air and started DBZ fighting. "Halt!" boomed an unseen voice. Both duelers stopped and looked into the sky. The mist began to move all around as a face of an ancient orc appeared in the sky.
Oh, man.
It spoke, "Warriors of the Gortusk Highlands, your duel has entertained the soldiers of the Forgotten Wars that took place right on this very battlefield. We have not seen such a skilled match in ages."
Oh my god.
The wizard and Beastmaster glanced at each other. "We implore you not to kill each other on this day," continued the orc. "Instead, fight some other time so we can watch again." "As collateral, have this magic chest." The mist moved again, and when it cleared, a large glowing chest appeared in between the combatants.
Mm-hmm.
With that, the orc's face disappeared.
Dude, goodbye, Mufasa orc.
Black-eyed, bloodied, and swollen, both warriors approached the chest. It opened, revealing several bottles of Ogre Chill Ale on Ice.
Aww.
"You're an asshole, but you're a pretty tough asshole," said the wizard. "You murdered several of my friends, but I'm willing to look past that," said the Beastmaster. And the two clanged bottles and drank.
Aww.
Then Van Halen's "Dance the Night Away" faded in.
Oh my god.
The end!
That was an incredibly awesome, epic fucking story. That was unbelievably good. That was retarded. That was so good. I'm a better man. I'm a better man.
We're all a little better. Maybe those ancient gods, you know. Those ancient soldiers, you know, they were onto something.
They know. They know what war is, and war is heck, man. But you know what isn't? Enjoying a cool drink with your cool bros.
Dude, I might have to do that right after this.
That's what I'm talking about.
I could use a Sapporo.
I can use, like, I don't know any goddamn thing.
How about a brisk tea that you're drinking?
I'm drinking Lipton Brisk.
Is it brisk, baby?
It's brisk, baby. Remember that shit?
Nothing is over. Just give me something to drink.
Hey, I like those commercials.
Those were great. That was actually him.
Really?
They paid $1 million for him to do that voice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Fantasy!
Hello! Welcome back to another edition of Chamber of Knowledge. I am Reese's the Wise, and I
will introduce myself, I am 300 or something, and I am an adult and I can do this. I'm Reese's, I'm old Snickerdoodle.
Is that your middle name?
Reese's old Snickerdoodle is my name. If you have a problem with it, you can come and say it to my face.
I think you stole my name. I think you're jealous. You're not acting like an adult.
I think you stole something stupid and it made you dumb and now you're shut up.
I think you stole some farts out of your butt and then you're coming out of your mouth right now.
That doesn't even make sense.
Put you in timeout.
First scroll.
Marcus Delvin asks, what are common forms of gambling in your lands?
Just walking down the street is a form of gambling in Orkspire because at any moment you could be cut into 7 pieces.
7? That's a very odd number.
Yes, it is odd. 6 is even. 8 is even. 7 is odd.
It's prime, I think. I don't know math.
You know what's prime? The time right now. For cutting.
Are you the one cutting these people in half? I think I should call the authorities.
I think you should tell me what's a form of gambling in Daranos.
Boner races. First to get to the end of their boner wins. I won the Triple Crown a few years back.
What?
Yeah.
Boner races?
To get to the end of the boner.
So you just get a bone and then you start running? And then the first bone just across the finish line? That's the winner of the Bono race?
That's actually more interesting of a thing. We just get boners, and the first one to get one wins. But that one's a little more athletic, I guess. What you said. So yes, we're going to do that one now.
I think we should do both. We should hold an Olympic. I mean, a Bone-lympic. Next scroll! Freddie Malcolm asks, who established the pain mines, Reese's?
They were just always there. I don't know. You think the pain mines are a joke? Pain mines are funny to you? I hope you never have to see what goes on in the pain mines. Taco Tuesdays are the worst because in Darano's taco means flail the skin off the bottoms of your damn feet.
And it happens on Tuesdays.
It's the day. Taco just has a T in front of it, so they just use it.
Yeah, like, what is it? What is the pain mind? Some kind of novelty? Something you get joy from?
Yeah. No.
Next scroll.
Kevin Del Rio asks, what are the top 3 most illegal things to do in Orkspire and Daranos? Snickerdoodle.
Well, in Orkspire, the top 3 most illegal things to do are trying to create a law, trying to enforce a law that you tried creating, which is double illegal, and looking at me in the eyes.
That's very illegal. I wouldn't even recommend wanting to do that.
The penalty is death by being cut into 7 pieces. I will do it. Snickerdoodle, Reese's. Sometimes I say my name before addressing you. Don't look at me.
It's like a question mark in front of a question in Spanish. So you know.
Wait, what is Spanish? Is this some kind of... Did you read this in a book?
We get it on the All-Sea Ball. It's Channel 17 on the All-Sea Ball. They're always having game shows. And then they have women with booties that come out of their booty shorts. I don't know how you didn't see this. Anyway, in Daranos, again, making laws is very illegal. Adventuring without a license or guild permit... And J moonwalking.
What is Jay moonwalking?
It's when you moonwalk not in the appropriate place, across the street, diagonally.
If you ask me, moonwalking should only be done on the moon. That's just my personal view. Next scroll! Jacob Dobrolowski asks, what are some special abilities of a merc monk?
Well, they have cuteness +4, bushy tail charisma. When played with other merc monks, summons 3 merc monk minions, and their milk is delicious.
Oh, gross!
Have you tried it? It's blue.
Wait, blue milk comes out of the merc monk nipples?
Yes! I mean, the only way to experience it is straight from the tap. You gotta suck on those things.
Oh, okay. Okay. Not into that.
Why do you think I have so many merc monk pets, Snickerdoodle?
You make me sick. Next scroll. Pat Scallon asks. So, Reese's, actually, you were supposed to read this scroll. Are you just breathing? Are you sucking on a merc monk nipple right now? I should be able to find out, but I don't want to cut you in 7 pieces, so I'm not looking at you in case you look me in the eyes.
I can't look at anyone in the eyes when I'm sucking on a merc monk nipple. It's too much. Pat Scanlon!
You are so gross.
Pat Scanlon asks, how much do wizards hate rain?
I don't.
Yeah. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty.
It's soothing, and when you think about it, it's kind of the cloud spell.
Yes, that's very poetic, Snickerdoodle.
Clouds are wizards.
I don't know why Pat Scanlon is pushing his opinion on us.
Yes, I mean, when's the last time you had a fire roaring, the rain was dropping, and the Sade was a singing?
Yeah.
A smooth operator. I think that's a recipe for sex.
Some boning.
Sex spell.
A bone.
Sex
race.
Potion.
It's nature's sex potion. Pat Scanlon sounds like a movie villain name. Sounds like a bad guy from one of those Die Hard scrolls.
Yeah. I agree, because I have seen those Die Hard scrolls and they are awesome. Except for those Pat Scanlon guys who are trying to bring my friend down.
Yeah. Or like a superintendent of a school or something. Pat Scanlon.
You cloud hating fuck.
You make me sick, Pat Scanlon.
Pat Scanlon, I hate you. But that is all the information you shall receive, and if I do say so myself, I think you illegally absorbed too much.
Yes.
And in your land, that is the death penalty, I believe.
Yes, if you learn too much, I think where you're from, you are labeled a Dorcas Malorcas.
And you are shot dead.
Yes.
So what do you want to do now, Reese's? The show is over, so...
I'm just gonna hang out with my merc monks, you know.
Oh, oh, gross. Oh, God, no.
It's,
no,
it's
oh, God.
Blue. My teeth blue?
No, yes, they are, but I'm not looking.
How about my tongue? Is my tongue blue?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I haven't brushed my teeth in 400 years.
Oh, my God.
Don't tell Snickerdoodle, but
I'm right here. You were talking to me.
I use his toothbrush for other things.
What?
Yes. Like my merc monks.
I'm cool with it. I love him.
Thanks again, everybody, for listening to yet one more episode of Fantasy Fiction.
Number 35. We did it.
We've been doing this for a little while now, haven't we? It kind of blows by. But hey, thanks, everyone, for listening, because we're at episode 35 because you guys listened to the show.
Yeah.
You know what? We would do some iteration of it if you guys didn't listen.
It's amazing to me.
A much sadder version.
Yeah. Well... Yeah.
But we really appreciate that you guys take the time to download and listen to us for about an hour. It kind of blows my mind. So thank you guys again for listening. Thanks for using the Audible referral. Thanks for buying t-shirts, you guys. We appreciate anything you do. Even if you mention us on Twitter, that is huge, or Facebook, it helps us so much. So thank you guys for telling people that you like the show, you listen to the show, because honestly, that's the only way we've really grown.
Yeah.
We haven't paid for any advertising. It's all been just really word of mouth. So thank you guys so much.
I've been spray painting Keep On Wizarding on bridges. Does that count as advertising?
Not technically, but you shouldn't be doing that.
Well, it's okay, because at the end of it, instead of using an exclamation point, I just spray paint a middle finger.
Oh, yeah, that's fine then.
Okay, okay.
But hey, if you guys haven't gotten a t-shirt yet and you want one, you don't know what the URL is, it's real simple, fantasyfiction.bigcartel.com. It's also on our Facebook. There's a link there, and that's I think if you just search Fantasy Fiction, we should be one of the first ones.
Yeah, I think we're like the only one.
I think we're the only Fantasy Fiction thing existing in the internet.
Yeah, at all.
But once more, thank you guys, and hey, thank you guys for the great iTunes reviews you guys are leaving.
Yeah.
We really appreciate that. Speaking of word of mouth, because you guys leave us iTunes reviews, we're bumped up a little bit so people can see us on the iTunes podcast page. So, you know, that really helps out, and it's a free way to support the show. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
We appreciated it so much, we're going to read one for you here. Or two. Josh, I think you had one, right?
This one's really good. It's called, it's 5 stars, Chain Shortage by Planet Doom. There is nary a blacksmith in all of Daranos that can forge enough chains to illustrate how many chains this podcast be off of. That's a great review.
Yes, thank you, Planet Doom, for that review. Mm-hmm. I have one I want to read.
Yeah.
This one is from iBreeCake. I think that's how you say it. It might be BriCake, but I think it's BreeCake. It's titled Awesome in Every Way, and it says, I recommend this podcast to anyone who loves wicked, awesome fantasy stories written by two adorable idiots. I always listen to this podcast at night or when I had a stressful day. It totally makes me want to read fantasy books and movies a lot more. I freaking love this show. Well, hey, thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for everyone. This is the thank you outro.
Yeah. No, absolutely, though. Like, it's amazing to me that people even want to listen to it. Like, that's the only, like, reward that I need, anyway. Like, it's just cool. It's just cool.
I'm just happy that, like, whatever we are doing here can be, like, someone's escape. I don't know.
Yeah.
You kind of don't think of those things when you are making things, because you're so focused on trying to make stuff.
You kind of get lost in it when you're writing it, but it's really good to hear that people enjoy it, and that they you know, it's a form of escapism, and that's all I ever want, is to make people laugh, so that means a lot.
If we can be someone's entertainment for just a brief part of the day, that's completely flattering. You can't ask for much more.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But hey, we got 2 prompts for next week, Josh.
We do.
We got golems, suggested a ton by everyone, and I tried to get as many names on this one. We're finally going to do it. This time, it was suggested by Andrew Smith, Alfie Price, and I'm sorry if I say this wrong, Hans Jaeger Grom.
Yeah.
And then we also have Prophecies, which has also been suggested a bunch of times, but I found this one on Twitter from Jack T. McGinnis. So thank you again for submitting us all these prompts. Thank you for the questions, the scrolls that you guys send in.
Yes, yes.
For those two ding-dongs. And gosh, I guess that's it. No, you know what?
What did we forget?
One more thing. Guys, if you need to listen to our voices any more than you already do, we do another podcast called Syndication Station, and it's kind of become something I look forward to every week now.
It's great.
What we do is we watch a TV show on Netflix. We tell you what it's going to be. Then you guys leave comments on the subreddit, or you can leave it on Twitter or Facebook. And then we read those on the show, and we talk about the episode. And, you know, it's like revisiting old TV shows. It's really neat. We just did a real heavy dinosaurs episode, if you can believe it.
Oh, my God. It was a long episode. It was super long. But it was good.
We got deep. We got real.
Yeah. if you can believe it.
Think about it, guys. Dinosaurs is about us, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. not the human
it's
race.
It's not about dinosaurs. But anyway, with that, Josh, there's only one way to end this.
Until next week, everybody. Keep on! wizarding.
Keep on wizarding down the road. Oh. I saw you driving your bone semi-truck with some... Skeleton
ladies in the back.
Yeah, I saw you had them. They was in bikinis.
What were they covering up? Nobody knows.
And you never will, because that truck just kept driving.
Oh, that's sad. That's like a country story.
Mm-hmm.
A country story.
Keep on wizarding. Have a good week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.